Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, February 10th, 2020, and this is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. I just want to welcome all of you to the call this morning. Thank you for taking some time on this Monday morning. Regardless of where you're at, we've got folks calling in from all around North America this morning. And let me tell you, we have got a phenomenal call lined up. We are joined by none other than Mr. Mike Scott, who's going to be talking about some of our current events. We introduced that segment last week, and we're excited to hear from him again this morning. And then we've got lined up as our keynote trainer this morning, none other than Mr. Dave Perperno, a $250,000 ring earner with Legal Shield, and a gentleman who has sold well over 20,000 of these memberships. Now, listen, if you've got somebody that's sold 2,000 memberships, I would tell you to drop everything and listen to them. Somebody that sold 5,000 or 10,000, I would feel the exact same way. But over 20,000 memberships, that's one, folks, that you and I need to be paying attention to. He obviously knows what he's doing, and we're so excited to hear from him here later in the call. I just wanted to start with a congratulations to all of you that are out there opening new groups. We've had some really nice shout-outs for our team. The corporate office, as many of you are well aware, has been tracking the number of new groups very carefully since the beginning of January. We closed out last month, January, with 188 new groups as a company. And just last week, the corporate communication that was sent out featured none other than Mr. Evan Westensko in Colorado, one of our associates and one of our top producers, and congratulated him on a new group that he had opened. And then I noticed just this morning another corporate communication was sent out congratulating Mr. Craig Monson, one of our associates up in the Idaho-Oregon area. And so we're excited for those two individuals. Obviously, they're pulling some names and they're featuring some of these associates. That they could have featured a number of other associates, but we sure were proud that they had chosen and selected some associates in our organization. That's always nice to see that kind of shout-out, that kind of recognition from the corporate office. Of course, the prizes are continuing in February. We're this week they're going to be drawing for, what was it here? Apple Watches is what they're going to be drawing for this week. So, if you open a new group, you're going to get your name in that drawing. We have over 23 associates who have opened a new group so far in February, which is exciting. We're only a third of the way through the month so far. So pretty exciting stuff. Don't forget the new groups opened promotion that we announced last week. This, in my opinion, is huge. This is one of the biggest announcements Legal Shield has ever made on an individual opening their first group. If you go to one of our solutions trainings, and we've got a lot of trainings that are happening across the nation right now, but if you go to one of our solutions trainings, and then within 90 days you open your very first group, then you're going to get a $125 bonus. But if you use a field trainer on that group, then they're going to double that bonus. And so instead of $125, you get $250, and that field trainer gets a matching $250. So they're really trying to encourage us to work with field trainers, especially in the beginning. And, you know, I got to tell you, we've had a lot of folks that have come into our business and they've got a lot of sales background. I mean, some of them have decades of outside sales experience, but yet they team up with one of these certified field trainers. And it is impressive how much they can pick up from someone that's been doing this business, that's been in this line of sales for a period of time. And we've got field trainers that have obviously been here for years and years and years and have sold thousands of memberships. And so I've heard from some of our new associates that come in, they work with these field trainers, they say, you know, that was worth it. It was worth bringing them into a group. I could follow their lead. I learned firsthand. And we know that's the best way to learn anyway, is to actually see it happening. You can talk about it in a classroom, and that's fine. But when you actually see it happen, then that's a whole different level of learning. And that's what the company is trying to encourage right now. I would just add again, If you are interested in being a field trainer, please send an email, and you need to do it quickly because we've got a meeting on Wednesday of this week where we'll be approving field trainers. And so you need to send that like today. Send an email to trainersupport@legalshieldcorp.com. Or you can email me, mike@mikerichis.com, and I'm happy to forward that on for you. That you need at least 250 total sales in order to qualify to be a field trainer. That's the bare minimum, personal sales. But I think that our team ought to be filling that list up. You know, it's a good opportunity to help others. It's a good opportunity now to dive into some of these bonus dollars. And when Legal Shield's putting dollars on the table, my advice is always to grab as much as you can. So take a look at that. Again, my email, mike@mikerichis.com. Feel free to send that to me. If you want to be a field trainer, just put your name and your associate number, and then I can forward that up to trainer support, and we can get you on the list for consideration. Folks, I'm so excited to take the call now up to the state of Ohio, where we've got joining us live this morning, Mr. Mike Scott. We introduced this segment last week, as I mentioned. Mike has been pulling current events, articles, news stories that relate to our business and what we do. And we've asked him just to share some of those each Monday on our call. This is a great chance to kind of just stay plugged in and make sure that we're talking about current events that are relevant to the prospects that we're meeting with. So, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Great. Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. So I'd like to start out this morning by kind of showing you how you can go about pulling a lot of these articles yourself. So Mike Richis kind of tends to think that I'm kind of smart because I shoot him over these articles, but in actuality, and don't tell Mike that I'm showing you how to do this, but you can look just as smart to Mike as well. So there's a product out there called Google Alerts, and you get that by going to www.google.com/alerts. And in that, a search bar will open up for you, and you can put whatever topic in there that you want to receive alerts about. This is kind of your personalized clipping service. And I've used this for years, and I find it to be really, really helpful for a whole bunch of different stuff that I like to look at and stay current on. So, you know, some of my search topics are data breaches, ID theft, trucking accidents, because I do have the trucking application that I can go out and sell, trucking law issues. I have one just for Legal Shield, and I spell that two different ways. I do Legal Shield all together, and I do Legal Space Shield because folks out there writing articles might not understand that it needs to be one word. I also do a cell phone location tracking alert. I like to kind of keep up with that. It's kind of interesting and scary as well. And then I also do one for ID Shield, and I do that again the same way as I do Legal Shield, so ID Space Shield and then ID Shield as one word. What happens then is that this goes ahead and it tracks all the articles that are happening out there, both on the web and periodicals and kind of everywhere. And you'll get a select number a number of different articles and web locations for things pertaining to whatever subject matter you put in there. So, you know, once you type in your topic, Google will actually show you a listing of current articles and websites that have information for that particular topic. And you can go ahead and tweak the description at that point and see how it affects what you'll receive. You know, as an example, if you type in data breaches, you'll see the articles and websites that have that information from around the world. And if you want to limit it to the U.S., you simply would add USA to data breaches, and the content would be limited to that country. By the way, I prefer to leave it wide open because it shows me what's happening elsewhere in the world, and I can begin to see the overall aspect of the topic that I'm looking at. So, okay, so enough on that. So you can go out there and you can start to pull these articles, and maybe I'm working myself out of a job. Who knows? But So I've got four articles today. One, the first one starts out, and this is the one that I thought that I had on my sheet last week, and I didn't, and I talked about it just a little bit. But it's titled Best Online Legal Services for Small Business, 2019 Chamber of Commerce. And this is an article that shows that, or that states that ID Shield for small business is the number one product as far as the Chamber of Commerce is concerned out there. I think this is a great article. It shows us as a leader in the legal protection industry. It's another article that kind of fits hand in glove with the one that I talked about the other day as far as being a leading service overall. And this is a must-use with any small business prospects. I sometimes include it also in my DM meetings just to show the depth of our company. So the one thing that I want to state at this point is, you know, I'm going to be giving you, you know, four or five articles each week. You don't have to go in with a whole book of all of the articles that I'm showing you. This isn't kind of a, you know, shoot at the wall and see what sticks kind of thing. You're able to kind of talk with your DM when you're setting up the meeting and get a sense for what, you know, they're looking for, what's their triggers, and then take in the articles that are apropos for that. So at least that's the way that I go about doing it. So the next one is real timely in that we're in that season of tax returns, and we begin to see an uptick in the fraud related to fraudulent tax returns. And this is Better Business Bureau warns of scam in which tax returns are stolen. This, I think, is just a great door opener. If you do any emailing to DMs that you're trying to stay in touch with, that maybe you didn't get in, weren't able to do an enrollment right away, or maybe this is a way for you to be able to get a hold of that DM and say, geez, this is really an opportunity for me to come in and talk with your staff again and make sure that we've got them covered. It's a really great article, and so it's one that I think that you'll want to look up and have a look at. The next one is FBI seizes website suspect of selling access to billions of pieces of stolen data. We know this is out there. We know the dark web is full of this. The FBI found this particular one. I think it's 20 million records that are out there. And what they were doing is they were selling access to it on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, kind of on a subscription-type basis. They were able to get in there and shut it down, and they actually arrested two people that were involved in this. But it's another piece to show that, you know, we talk about data breaches all the time, and we expect our DM or our enrollees to kind of carry that to the next level. Well, data breaches means that, you know, there's going to be information that's going to be sold off of that, and this is a direct correlation for that. So the next one is actually this was given to me. Let's see here. Nope. Okay, this is the 2018 Consumer Compliance Survey Report. And this is put out by the Consumer Federation of America. This typically reports in July for the previous year, so this is the most recent information. And it's just full of stories and all kinds of different anecdotes and things that are going on out there, actually by state. It's a very long thing. I would not suggest that you give this to a DM or use it as part of your enrollments. But this is great background information. It gives you a lot of different stories, a lot of different instances on identification theft. And I found it to be pretty interesting, but, you know, I'm kind of a weird guy and get into that stuff. So, but at any rate, so if you get a chance and you've got an afternoon or Saturday afternoon or something that you want to go through that, I found that to be pretty interesting. The last one that I want to talk about is the end of year data breach report, And Rich Miller actually sent this along. And this is a great resource, again, for another deep dive into the scope of the data breaches for the last year. It has a plethora of information out there, and it really illustrates just the pervasiveness of data breaches and ultimately ID theft. So the article is, again, these are all going to be on the website so that you can be able to pull those up on the Success Team website. And then the last one that I want to talk about is the healthcare data breaches. And this is from My Tech Decisions, which is a blog, but there's been several different articles out there, but I think this one states it kind of the best, and it's titled The State of Cybersecurity in Healthcare, and it really talks about just all the information that these data thieves can garner from the healthcare industry. Think about whenever you go into your doctor's office, every year you have to fill out that new form. And, you know, what does it include? Heck, it includes your, you know, your name, your address, the significant other, the one that you want, you know, the doctor to be able to talk to about your situation. It includes your Social Security number. It includes your address. Really, it's just a gold mine for these data thieves to be able to go in there and grab that. So, it shows in the article that 40 million Americans were affected by healthcare data breaches in 2019. It's up by 65% from 14 million in 2018. So you can see that they're really targeting this segment. So what I found even more interesting is that in the last decade, more than 189 million records have been breached in the data care industry. And that's better than 59, almost 60% of the population. So I thought that was really very, very interesting. So with that, these are the articles that I wanted to show you guys. Make sure that you get out there when you get a chance and kind of play around with the Google alerts. That way you can be out there seeing a lot of these articles at the same time that I am, and being able to utilize those to, you know, for the betterment of your sales. So thanks again, Mike. Do appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you so much. We really appreciate you doing that and even sharing your secrets. You got to be careful. A tactic known is a tactic blown, but I appreciate you being willing to share kind of your methodology on that and really appreciate you going and spending some time each week pulling some of these articles. We are building that. I don't know that it's quite up yet, but it should be up today or tomorrow. Actually, on our site.
I think it is up already because somebody got a hold of me last week and wanted to know where they could find it. And I directed them to where I thought it would be, and he wrote me back and said, yep, that it was there.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, check that out on successteamworld.com. And again, you know, this is, I love how Mike's talking about that. These are articles that we can use, tools, resources that we can use this week as we're sitting down with a decision maker, this week as we're meeting with a group of employees. It does take a little time. You need to familiarize yourself. I don't know that everyone needs to familiarize themselves with every article that's out there, but you need to have an arsenal. You need to have two or three or four or five that you are familiar with, that you can pull out at any time and speak in an educated way about what that article is referencing. What does not work is saying, hey, I just pulled this article off the internet. Let's read it together and we'll find out what it says. That does not work when you're with a decision maker, but spending some time doing a little bit of homework, a little bit of research first helps you be in a position where you can really sound knowledgeable and be knowledgeable about the topics that you're covering, and that, you know, that all has to do with trust. Remember that trust formula that we've talked a lot about. Well, your credibility as a presenter, as someone that is bringing information, your credibility is a big part of that trust formula. It's not the only part, but it's a big part. Someone might know you, they might like you, they might, you know, want to do business with you, but if they don't think that you're credible, they're not going to trust you. And so all of these things kind of help build that credibility. Well, again, folks, speaking of credibility, I don't know of anyone more credible to train our group on having a proper business plan than Mr. Dave Paperno. Again, a gentleman who is a $250,000 ring earner. He's one of our certification trainers with Legal Shield Business Solutions, and someone who has sold well over 20,000 of these Legal Shield and ID Shield memberships. And I know that we're going to say that number, and I've said it several times here on the call already, but just think about what kind of a feat that really is. Obviously, he is a multiple-time millionaire club member with Legal Shield Business Solutions as well, and we always appreciate his willingness to share from his heart what has worked for him in this business. That's one thing that I love about Mr. Dave Paperno when he trains. He never talks theory. He never talks about, hey, here's something that we could try. He's always willing to talk about what has worked for him and to share that so openly with the rest of us so that we can taste some of that success that he has. Dave Paperno, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. We are so excited to hear from you, and I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dave Paperno over here on the left coast. Wanted to take some time with you this morning to tell you how I do things precisely, exactly, to the point. You could take as many notes as you want. This is how I do my business. Start at the beginning, however, to tell you that somewhere near 20 years ago, thanks to Mark Riches, thanks to a few other people, I developed a business plan. And that's exactly the plan that I'm going to go over with you right now. And I say that to you because I want you to understand the importance of not only developing a business plan, whatever plan that might be, but not ever changing that business plan. The plan you choose will work. It will work. Check with Mark, check with Mike, check with me to make sure that it's everything that you want it to be. But once you've developed the plan, never change that plan. All right. So what do I do? How do I go about and make the money that I make at Legal Shield? How did I go ahead and figure a way to sell 20,000 memberships in our company? How do I continue to sell a nice amount of memberships on a monthly basis without, honestly, too much effort? Well, it starts with Reference USA. Now, that's the basis of where I get all of my information from. I go to Reference USA. And by the way, Mark and Mike have a great program for that you can listen to, that you can learn from, on how to use Reference USA. It's explicit. It tells you precisely what to do. You may think you know how to use Reference USA by yourself. You don't. Listen to the program, learn from them, learn from their experiences. I'll give you a couple of three tips on using Reference USA that you can put into place immediately. One, I always look by zip code. And by the way, it doesn't really matter whether you look by zip code or by street or by city, however you do it, but you need to do it exactly the same way so you don't get lost. Number two, I always go ahead and print the pieces of information that come out of Reference USA. That's what I do, and it works for me. I always put in there the number of employees that each of the companies have, so I can reference that. I can look at that. And third, and perhaps most importantly, I only look at companies that appeal to me, that I feel that I can do something with. Quite candidly, when I look at a company on Reference USA, even before I determine, you know, all the aspects of that company, it's the name of the company. I get a feel for what the company is doing. And automatically, I visualize myself working with that company. How would I approach that company? And if it doesn't appeal to me, I'm just not going to go there. I'm just not. I just stay away from it. All right, so what do I do? Well, I go to Reference USA, and I pull down 250 companies. That's a start. Now, what do I mean by pulling down? Well, I go on Reference USA, and personally, Southern California is my area, and I go by county. I look at Los Angeles County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, Orange County, and San Diego County. Tremendous areas for me. And I always look at exactly those same counties so that when I am searching on Reference USA, I can make a note of where I've left off so I can get back to it when I start looking again. And what I am looking for in those counties, specifically, I go after one major group industry-wise. I go after manufacturing. Well, there's one other. I also go after non-classified. I look at manufacturing and I look at non-classified. Why do I look in those areas? Simply because those are the ones that have employees, the kind of employees I like to present Legal Shield to. Blue-collar, hard-working, good, honest people who go out there and make a difference and make a living by making that difference for themselves and for their families. So that's where I start. Now, secondly, I use the term pull down. I go to Reference USA and I find a company. Let's just say the company is Ajax, okay? And that company has a whole bunch of information on Reference USA, and I limit the information I look at. I don't look at if they have any job openings. That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't look at their business expenses at all. I don't look at their legal aspects, things that they've run into troubles with and problems with. I don't look at their advertising programs and anything of that nature. I keep it very simple. I look at the number of employees they have. I look at the executive staff of that company. I always look at that. I look at, make sure their address and their phone number and things of that nature are there. I look at what the company does. And then when I go right down to the bottom, I also look at who their competitors are. All right, so I go to Ajax Company, for example, and I look at an Ajax Company has got 55 employees, and they're over here in Corona, California on Main Street, and the telephone number is there, and I look at their executive list, and it's listing only the owner of the company. Well, that's okay by me because my rules are very simple. If the owner of the company or the president or the CEO of the company are not listed, I'm not going to look at that company. It automatically puts a red flag in front of it, tells me that that company more than likely is going to be a subsidiary of another company. So I just pass it. So the owner of the company is there. It tells me that the company is a manufacturing company. They manufacture metal strips. They have 55 employees. They have quite a few companies that are competitors to them. I print that page. Actually, I print that whole darn section. It comes out to 3 pages. I print it. Now, some of you who are an awful lot smarter than I'll ever be will say, gee, Dave, how old-fashioned can you possibly get? I don't need to print it. I can use an Excel spreadsheet. I can do this. I can do that. I can put it on my computer. I have a term for you. Yes, sure. It ain't don't work. What works for me, works for me. This is the way that I do it. You can do it any way that you want, but there's a reason to my madness, and the way that I do it will be explained as I go on. So I print it, and there are 3 pages that come out of my printer. Now, I guess to tell you that honestly, to save paper, I have my printer printing on both sides of the page. It's a small little thing, but paper does cost money. And by the way, so does ink. So I print it. Now I'm telling you to go in and pull out 250 companies to get started with. That's what you're going to need, just to get started with. You can do this business properly. By the way, the radius that I drive is about 160 miles. That's the radius. That's why I'm able to live in Palm Springs and go all the way down to Ventura if I want to. I don't do much of that any longer. I've cut back quite a bit. But that's the radius that I will drive. Now, I don't know exactly where you live. I'm certain that if you were to drive, take a radius of 150 miles from where you are right now, and you could figure out what counties and what areas are there, you can figure out exactly where to go. All right, so I go to company to company to company, and by the way, on Reference USA, you know that has 25 companies per page, and I look per page. So I look at those 25 companies on that page, and I'll click off the ones that I want, and then, of course, I'll look for the details of those, and then I'll go through each one of those companies, and I'll choose the companies that I want to go after, and I'll print each one of those. And I'll keep going. Just keep on going until you've got about 250 to start with. When the printer is done, I refill the paper page the paper holder a couple of times, and I've reached my 250. Quite honestly, I already have the 250, so really right now I'm adding about 50 to 60 companies per week, because that's what you're going to go through and you're going to lose as you go through these things. So I'm not doing 250 at a time. Now I'm just adding to it, because you'll see as I go on, some companies are just not going to make it. All right. And when I say make it, some companies are just not going to be profitable for us to waste our time on to get to. Okay. So I have these companies. Now, I've developed scripts. Mark and Mike have scripts up the yang that you can use to talk to companies. It's very easy. It's very simple. It's getting past the gatekeeper on your phone. That is probably one of the hardest things that you're going to come up with. And the second hardest is to talk to the decision maker and to set an appointment. And then, of course, the meeting with the decision maker are the three most important scripts that you're really honestly going to have to learn. Now, one of the disagreements that, candidly, Mike and I have is that who do I want to talk to? Who am I going after at a company? Quite honestly, if the company is between, say, 25 and 40, I'm going to be looking for the owner of that company. If the company is between 40 and above, I am going to be looking for the HR director of that company. Now, others will say, gee, Dave, you should only be looking at the owner of the company. Do whatever your heart desires. I have found the way that I do business works best in the manner of which I'm talking about. And the reasoning is, if the company is small, more than likely the person that's going to take care of human resources is the owner of the company. But there are times that the owner of a company, he's got 25 employees, he's got 27 employees. That owner of that company is out there running a drill press himself sometimes. There are times when his office manager, who in reality is also his CFO, is in the person that's really going to decide what kind of benefits the employee gets. And you're not going to be able to see the owner of a company many times. So I've decided to go after the HR director. Now, that's what I do. You do it anything your heart desires. So I've got the 250 companies. They're there for me to look at. I put those in a manila folder. Now, I'm just telling you what I do. And what I have found is that the next step, I should say, is that I will go and I will call 76 companies every single day, Monday through Friday. 76 new companies every single day. Now, that's a lot of effort, a lot of time. But you know, honestly, it's not that much time. It's about 2 hours, 2 hours and 20 minutes to call 76 companies. It's not a big chunk of your time to take to do that. I have found for me there are days that are better than other days to call. For some reason, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm fresher and I'm more alert and I'm excited on a Monday, but Monday seems to give me the best of all times to get a hold of the people that I want to speak to and to make appointments. It truly is. I also find that Fridays are the worst. Again, maybe because I'm tired out, and I don't know exactly why, but that's the way that it is. And quite honestly, this is hard. It is not easy to do. Why did I choose 76? Well, I could tell you long stories about this and how it increased from 35 to 50 and all the way up to 76. But the honest answer is that I can call 76 companies and stay fresh, keep my mind alert, have a laughter or a lilt in my voice, sound like I have a smile on my face, be interested in what I'm doing before I go bonkers. 77 calls, the 77th, I'm bonkers. It's gone. My gosh. And the problem is with phone calls, when you're making these, it's candidly, you make 10 calls, you think you've made 100. You made 20, you think you've made 200. It's not easy to do. Oh, but boy, is it worthwhile. So I have found also a way to make sure that I am rewarding myself when I make these calls, so I can look back as to what I'm doing, so that I can see how I've done, so that I can all candor pat myself in the back. I probably have mentioned this before. I'm an extremely positive individual. I look at everything positively. I get excited very easily as to business. I mean, Eagle Shield, hey, I'm 73 years old, and dang it, the heck of it just doesn't keep pulling me back in all the time. I want to slow down. It's not letting me, because it's so darned exciting as to what we're doing and the fun that we're having here. But it comes from something else. It comes from, and this will have a direct bearing on how I do my phone calls, and that is what my mom taught me. She said so many times, if you cannot pat yourself on the back, don't expect anybody else to do it for you. So I find ways to pat myself on the back. So that manila folder that I have, and now I've taken the 250 copies of the companies that I'm going to be calling. And by the way, after I printed those 250, I used an electric stapler, and I staple those three pages together, okay? I take them out of the manila folder, and on the manila folder, I will, at the top of the folder, I'll write the date. On, say, the left-hand side of the folder, I'll draw a line that goes a perpendicular down, maybe creating a column, and then I'll start making my phone calls. And for every phone call that I make, I put a one. And if I don't reach a decision maker, I put a zero. For every phone call that I make that I call and I actually reach a decision maker, I put a one, and a circle. For every call that I make that I reach a decision maker and decision maker says yes to a meeting, I put a one, one circle with a star. Now, the reason I do that, and then by the way, I usually draw a line at every half hour as to how many calls I've made. And that tells me how I'm doing by the day, how many calls. The first, by the way, the first half hour is always the toughest. The second half hour is always the easiest. The third is pretty not bad. The fourth is hard. And usually I'm calling, you know, about 15 calls per half hour, sometimes 16, sometimes 19, sometimes more, sometimes less. And it allows me on the half hour to stop for a moment and count how many calls I've made to see where I stand, whether it tells me how I'm doing during the course of the day. Now, the reason I do this is so that at the end of the day, I can see that I've accomplished something. What have I accomplished? Well, I've accomplished calling 76 companies. That is what I set out to do, and that's precisely what I did. It'll also tell me how well or how poorly I did. I'm going to tell you flat out that there are days that I call 76 companies, I only speak to five people, and not one of them said yes to a decision-maker meeting. And there are days that I make three appointments, and there are days that I make one appointment, there are days that I make two appointments. It just varies. I can't tell you exactly why, but I do know this. I do know that when I add new companies to my list, oddly enough, like this afternoon, I added 50 new companies from Reference USA to my list that I'll be calling tomorrow. Those 50 new companies always go on the top of my list of the 250 companies that I'm playing with. Those 50 companies, I can sit here and guarantee you that the first time that I go through them, I will set two appointments from those 50 companies because they're new, because I'm getting right to the right people at the right time, and maybe I'm excited about them. Maybe it's the smell of the ink that keeps me going. I'm not sure, but I can guarantee you that that'll happen. All right, so that's the philosophy, if you will. That's the in essence of what I do. So here it comes. So Monday I go out, I'll come out, I'll sit down at my desk, and I will call 76 companies, and I will make whatever appointments that I can make. And I put those appointments in my phone when I made them. Now, every single time that I make an appointment, matter of fact, every single time I call a company, heck with making an appointment, every single time I call a company, I will take those sheets of paper, the three sheets that are stapled together, and I will put a dot next to the phone number that I called, telling me that I called that company. By the way, some people say, you know, the first time you go through, it's easiest, as I mentioned to you, but the first time is very interesting because a lot of times I'm calling, and the only person that's listed on there is the owner of the company. So I call the company, and I ask, may I ask who's in control of human resources? And they tell me who's in control of human resources. And by the way, this is a vetting process also. The first time you call through these companies, you're going to find some of the companies are not there anymore. Fine, get rid of them. Some of the companies are going to say things to you like, and by the way, getting rid of them. I need to talk about that for just a second, too. When you run into companies that say the following, no, we are not interested, that are no longer there, that you find, you call them and say, well, our headquarters are in Michigan and you're in California, or for whatever reason, this company turns you down. Do not throw those people's pieces of paper away. You may want to put an X on them. Put them to the side for a moment because I'm going to tell you what to do with them so you can save yourself from wasting time the next time you go through this list of companies to call, all right? So I start calling these companies. So I call a company, and I call a company. Let's just take one perfect example right over here. I just picked it up. All American Races Incorporated, they are on 2334 South Broadway in Santa Ana, California, 92707, and here's their phone number, and their HR director is Sheila. Now, I spoke to Sheila, and I set an appointment with Sheila for the 28th of last month at 1130. On that piece of paper, I write, meeting set, the time, the date, and the name of the person I'm going to see, and it has all the information that I have, and I put that to a side also. Those companies that I call that I do not speak to, the very first time, well, every single time that I call them, I'm going to put a dot next to their phone number as to that I tried to get to them. Now, I'm not talking about not speaking to the gatekeeper. I'm talking about not speaking to the decision maker that I want to speak to. That's the important factor. Now, there is a time element here. Not a time element. Time, because you don't want to waste your time. So I have developed a program that works for me. I will call a company three times. After the third time, I will leave a message. The message is extremely short because I'm going to be telling you candidly, they never call you back. I mean, one out of 1,000 will, but that's about it. The message is only put on there for one reason, actually probably two. One is it's a time stamp for me to know that I called this company on the on February the 2nd, and that tells me that I called them three times before that, and February 2nd, I left them a message, and the message is something really short. Hi, Dave at Legal Shield, working with Intrepid, one of your competitors, they recommend that I gave you a call. Would you be so kind as to return my call? And I give them my number. That's the message. That's it. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. It's very easy, and it takes 10 seconds because they're not going to listen to the message. Anyhow, number one. And number two, they're not going to call you back. It's a time stamp. See, what I do is I call companies three times. I leave a message. I call them another three times. That's six times The seventh time, I leave him a final message, which is the same message I left him before, just in case they're likely to call me back. And then I'm done with that company for that specific time. And I take that piece of paper out of my file, and I'll put on there a big old circle around the name of the company, and which encompasses the telephone number of the company and the name of the person that I was trying to reach. And I will put on there, CG, can't get. And I'll put the date I can't get them, and I'll put it to the side, and I'll tell you what I do with that shortly. So the companies that and I keep on calling, and I will call 76 companies a day, and I will make appointments with those companies to see the employees of those companies, see the decision maker of those companies, and I fill my calendar. What is today? Today is the 9th of February. I don't have an open date left in my calendar. Candidly, by last Thursday, I didn't have an open date left in my calendar for the month of February. Not one open date between presentations, between going on 2 and 3 meetings a day. I don't have an open date to make appointments. I'm already calling for March. Because you start making these phone calls and you start filling your calendar, and that's the whole idea, is to fill your calendar. Now, before I tell you the rest of this, understand that you are going to be removing some papers, some companies that you've looked at as you go on, because you're going to call these companies and you're going to hear things like no, you're going to hear things like I'm not interested, you're going to hear things like they've moved, they're out of business, you're going to hear things where it's just going to voicemail, it's not the right company. You're going to, as I mentioned to you, they're out of state. Only stay local. There's no reason to go anywhere, to be honest. There's so much business to do around it. And when you hear that, you pull that out. You take that out of your pile, and you always need to refill that on at least on a weekly basis, because you're going to go through about 50, maybe 40, 50 companies you're going to be pulling out when you're calling 75 companies a day. You got 250 companies you're playing with. You're calling 75 companies a day. Heavens to Betsy, it doesn't take a brilliant person to understand by the fourth day you're repeating your calls. And you are going to repeat your calls. You keep on repeating. You keep on repeating. You keep on calling. And I know it's mundane. I know it's boring. And I know it's hard. But let me tell you, it is profitable as all get out. It truly is profitable. I mean, 20,000 memberships profitable. Okay? All right. So I make these calls. I pull them out. So there are two aspects of here. Let's assume, for example, like the company I gave you a moment ago called All American Racers. I was able to set a date to see this company. That information goes right into my calendar. By the way, the calendar is the best dang thing you've got for on your cell phone. And it goes there, and it states in my calendar. And I just basically read off my sheet of paper as exactly, you know, meeting set, meeting with All American Racers, blah, blah, blah. They're here over here. Here's their HR director. They have 150 employees. They are in the addresses. All that information is in there, and the major competitor is, and I list it there. And it's in my calendar for that specific day for me to go to see that particular company. And guess what I do? I go to that company on the day that my calendar tells me to go there. Okay? So that is now out of it. Okay. When I get to that company, let's go there for just a second, and I meet with the decision maker, and this is important, that whatever the decision maker says to me, when I've left after that meeting, I have that decision maker's business card. On that business card, I write on the front of that business card, met the date that I met them with. Okay? So met 2/2/2020. Very important, by the way, to put the year, because if you're in business as long as I am, you don't know what the year is anymore when you've met somebody. I take that information, that card, and I go sit in my car, and I go to an app that I've downloaded called Camcard, CC, Camcard. It's free. You can then take a picture of that business card, and that business card will always be in your phone so that when you call that company back, because 99% of the time you're going to be calling that company back to go further with your meeting with the decision maker, the business card will actually pop up and show you that you were there and the date that you met with them and the information you're going to need to proceed with that phone call. The second thing I do on my calendar after I've met with a decision maker on that specific date is you go back into my calendar and change the date, the title of my entry into that calendar date from meeting to call/met, and then I put the date that I met that person on and other relevant information concerning that particular meeting, and then I move that to a date that I have agreed to contact them further on in whatever case it's going to be, and I put it in my calendar, and it stays there. Now, that is the first use, the second use of my calendar, but it's the first use, if you will, of CAM card. CAM card comes to play in something else. Remember I told you the sheets of paper that you're going to get that are companies that say no, companies say that not interested, companies that you cannot get, CG, can't get. You've made your seventh call. You can't get to these companies. You can't get to the right people. Put them to the side. What you want to do is go to CAM Card and take a picture of that top sheet centering on the name of the company, the address, the telephone number, and the verbiage that you've written in there, CG can't get, Sheila HR director, and the date that you stopped calling them. Why do you want to do that? Simply because maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, you are going back to Reference USA. Do you really honestly think that you're going to remember that you called All American Racers a year and a half ago and All American Racers you couldn't get? Are you going to remember that? Are you going to not call that company? It sounded good the first time. Won't it sound good the second time? It will. But this time when you call that company, it's going to pop up on your cell phone telling you that you called that company before and you couldn't get them before. And the name of the HR director was Sheila. When you call this company this time, you're going to realize the name of the HR director is now Mary. Well, now you may have a chance, huh? And now you may want to try all over again to spend the seven calls trying to get Mary on the telephone. To get Mary on the telephone. Or maybe it's the same exact HR director, and you know that you're going to waste your time if you spend and call them seven times, so only call them two times. Don't waste your time. All right, so you have called all these companies. You've made your appointments. You've made the appointment with the decision maker. Candidly, folks, use a field trainer if you have not... If you've not sold 200 memberships, please do not go on a meeting, a decision maker meeting, without a field trainer. We got them all over the dang place. They're good. They're skilled. They're interested. They want to work with you. They'll take you by the hand. They will split everything by 50-50, and it's still a good thing to do. But go to the meeting. Make sure that you do one other thing after the meeting, and that is follow up. You know, there's been studies done, there's been reports shown that just about 60% of all the salespeople in America only follow up once, and they don't succeed. It's only 10 to 15% of the people who will follow up five or six or seven or eight times until they do succeed, and those are the ones that succeed. You've heard the fortunes in the follow-up, and it is in the follow-up. It's not going to do you one dang bit of good to sit down at your desk and call 75 companies, set one or two appointments and do that 5 days a week so your calendar is full as mine, and go out to these companies and sit down with the decision makers after you've driven, you know, 2 hours in each direction, and talk to them till you're, in essence, blue in the face, and try to get them back on the phone and try to get them open. If you don't follow up, you've got to follow up, not just once, not just twice, but all the time. Any company that I have gone to and sat down with the decision maker stays in my phone. Even if I've sat down with this company called All American Racers, which I did, and even if at the end of the meeting the decision maker had said, after I prompted her to, when may I contact you further? And she said 2 weeks, and I called her in 2 weeks, and she's not there. And I called her in another week, she's not there. And I called her a week after that, and she's not there. And I called her 2 weeks after that, and she's not there. And I called her 4 weeks after that, and she's not there. And I called her, and I called her, and I called her, and I called her, and I called her so much that the dang gatekeeper said, oh, hi, Dave, how you doing today? How's the family? Even then, I don't stop. I may lengthen the time that I will call that individual, that company. I will take it from, instead of calling that company every third day, to every week. Instead of calling the company every week, I'll call them every 2 weeks. Instead of calling every 2 weeks, I'll call them every month. Instead of calling every month, I'll call every 6 months. Instead of calling every 6 months, I'll call every year. But I'm not going to let that company out of my sight until they say to me no. And even then, I'll call them a year later. Okay? Just keep on calling and calling and calling. Now, it sounds like an awful lot of work. It sounds like this is hard to do, and it is. It sounds like I'm going to go crazy making these phone calls, and you are. But 2.5 hours a day to make these phone calls can earn you well over a six-figure income on an annual basis. Six-figure income on an annual basis. And quite honestly, more than that. I figured it out once. Every single phone call I make, whether they answer the telephone that I call, whether I speak to the gatekeeper, whether I speak to the decision maker, whether I speak to nobody, I earn $10 per phone call that I make. That's $750 a day. How are you doing? That's the plan. That's what I do. That's how I do it. It works. Make changes any way that you want to make, but stick with those changes. Because remember, as I started this call, the first thing you truly need to do is to develop a business plan and never, ever, 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 ever change that plan. I want to thank you for listening. If you ever need any help, my phone number is 760-217-2865. I'm available. I may not get back to you that quickly. I respond to texts more quickly than I do to phone calls. And I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope this is of help to you, and have a great day.
Wow. Mr. Paperno, thank you so much for sharing that incredible training. I was just thinking, as Mr. Paperno was talking there, you know, how many of us could sit down and break down our game plan as thoroughly and as detailed as he just did? And I think you maybe see, folks, what I mentioned in the beginning, how true that is. When Dave trains, it's never about theory. It's never about what he thinks could work, but it's always about discipline. It's about what he has done and what has proven to work in his business. And I just want you to think about that. If we called you and said, hey, next week we want you to share your game plan, to share your strategy, not what could work, but what you're doing, how many of us could be as specific and as detailed as Dave was this morning. And I'll tell you, that's one of the secrets to this business, is to really get it down to a science. And I love how Dave talked about figuring out what every phone call is worth, whether they say yes, whether they say no, whether they say maybe, whether they don't answer, whether it's disconnected. Every time, if he knows that every time he picks up the phone, he's making $10, all of a sudden that's a lot more motivational to pick up that phone, even if they're getting, you know, if he's getting no's or if he's getting numbers that are disconnected, which we all will, or whether it's the plethora of voicemails that you and I are going to get every day that we pick up that phone and start making calls. We know that we're going to get a lot of voicemails, but if you can break it down to a per-call basis, that's a lot more motivational to keep picking up that phone. Dave Paperno, thank you again so much for sharing with us this morning. That is a fantastic training. A big thank you to Mr. Mike Scott as well for sharing our current events and article update for the week. We'll continue to update those on successteamworld.com. Make sure to check out the successteamworld.com website, the events page. You're going to see a few trainings coming up that are live events that you can plug into. I'm so excited. We've got Mr. Mark Riches. It's going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah at the end of this month, the 29th, the last day of February. He's going to be out there on that Saturday doing an employee benefit certification training. If you're anywhere close to Salt Lake City, let me challenge you right now to get to that event. And I'm talking if you're in a neighboring state, if you can get in there, get in your car and get to Salt Lake City within a day, I would challenge you to get to that training. Myself, I'm going to be up in Chicago, Illinois, just outside of Chicago in Elmhurst, on the 28th of this month. I'll be in Southfield, Michigan, which is just a suburb of Detroit, on the 29th of this month. So check those out on that events page. And then I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, the first Saturday in March. So if any of you are in any one of those areas, I would love to get to meet you face-to-face. And I know my brother feels the same, Mark Riches, as he's out in Salt Lake City. Folks, again, thank you to everyone for joining us this morning. A huge thank you to Mr. Dave Paperno for an exceptional training, as always, brilliant. We love hearing from him. God bless every one of you. Let's go out and make this a fantastic week. Take care.